refresh people's memory, what is Food Rescue?
Food Rescue is an organization set up solely of volunteers who take 90 minutes of their time to pick up from food establishments such as Panera or Starbucks and pick up their end-of-the-day donations and deliver it directly to a food bank or shelter.
Okay, and sort of the mission statement is to, I guess, not waste as much food as we do?
Right. We have tons of food being wasted at every restaurant establishment that makes food that's being thrown out daily.
How old is the chapter there in Jacksonville?
We are a little over a month.
Okay, so you're very, very new to it, which I guess is testament to just how quickly this thing has spread. How long has Food Rescue been going, and how did you hear about it?
Food Rescue has been going for about 3 years with John Williamson in Indianapolis. I heard about it because he did an interview with Caleb, and it's a funny story. I was at work, and I had a friend email me, hey, check out this radio station. It's a Christian radio station, and it's great. So I plugged in just for that day, and I heard this interview. So I wrote down on a sticky Food Rescue and the contact number. I thought, okay, this sounds pretty cool. I could do this. And just let it sit for a couple of days. Then I called in, and he had an overwhelming response to this interview. He had about 60 people all over the United States ready to sign up. And I was one of the lucky ones for Jacksonville, Florida. He said, can you take this on? And I thought about it. I didn't have to think very long. We did a conference call with everybody who had heard the interview. And just then I knew, I got that kind of tingly feeling where I knew this was what I was supposed to be doing.
Certainly you're not alone. I mean, you're making reference to the others that were on board from then on.
Right.
How big has it gotten?
Right now we have about 13 stores that we pick up in Jacksonville. I have 100-plus volunteers that help out. And that's only 13 stores in Jacksonville, 13 restaurants. There are hundreds of places that aren't participating right now because they don't know or they're scared, liability, things like that. But there's so much benefit for them to be able to give back the food opposed to putting it in the dumpster. Once they do it, they're hooked.
What is it about Food Rescue that is just catching on so quickly?
It's word of mouth, basically. People are just filling in the slots. It's definitely a godsend thing. This is God's work happening. And I think the thing that's catching about it is because people always want to volunteer. You know, everybody wants to help out somehow, but nobody has time to do this or to that and to really commit. This is so non-committal that it takes one day, once a month. You get in your car, you go pick it up, you load up your car, you drop it off at the shelter, and it's like you just dropped off $1 million. These people call me all the time. My volunteers are ecstatic, and they call me and they say thank you. Every time they make a delivery, they call and say, thank you for letting me do this. Even when I make the deliveries myself, I take my little girl with me. I'm a single mom. I work full time. But you still have time to do this. It's so simple.
You've gotten Craigslist.
Craigslist is a big help. I spread it through our church, too. I have a lot of church members that are helping out. The AmeriCorp is spreading the news. So it's just word of mouth. People are just saying, oh, I know someone who would help.
This is one of those things, too, that seems to almost be a great bridge to the spiritual from those that maybe don't think about it that way.
Absolutely.
Because everybody knows just how blessed we are as a country, I guess, especially when it comes to food and just how much excess we have, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's a great way to get Christianity. Although I don't advertise it, but I do tell them they are part of a bigger cause, and I tell them that God is blessing them for this, and I'm so thankful for their help. And they may not be Christians, but they know how to do Christian work, and I think it starts with seeing how your community can help work together.
What is the most grabbing statistic you've seen in the, you know, 3 or 4 months you've kind of followed and now are involved in Food Rescue? What's the most grabbing stat that people should know about the food that we waste here?
It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. When it's one store, let's say, example, a Panera's, one store, one night's pickup is a car full of bread. If you add two stores to that, you almost don't have enough room in your car to deliver it. And that's just one night, one store.
Unbelievable. And there are things that people can do even now. I mean, this thing is just spreading like wildfire. So how do people sign up and get involved?
All they have to do is go to foodrescue.net, click on scheduling, whatever city they're part of, and they pick a day. It's, let's say, for instance, I can do Tuesdays. They'll pick the first Tuesday of every month, and that's their day. And it's almost like you almost forget you have to do this. It's so easy.
Thank you to Kathy Crothers, again, the chapter president for Food Rescue in Jacksonville, Florida. For K-Love, I'm Dan Dillard.